This week, we are fortunate to have on the show Evan Hopkins, Vice President of Global Sales and General Manager for Canada, Australia, and New Zealand at Outdoorsy. And this directly from Evan's LinkedIn page. Outdoorsy is the first peer-to-peer marketplace to disrupt the $32 billion recreational vehicle industry. We connect passionate RV owners and qualified renters and make it easy and safe for them to transact. We are disrupting the RV market by removing all the friction and complexity from the current user experience. We provide choice and access for people who love to travel in RVs, as well as the opportunity for RV owners to make a tangible living from renting their vehicles. The long and short of that is, if you need to rent an RV, camper van or otherwise, for a vacation adventure, Outdoorsy is the place. And if you own one or more RVs and would like to profit handsomely from them when not in use, Outdoorsy is also a great solution for you. Okay, without further ado, Evan Hopkins. At what point did you get introduced to Outdoorsy, and you know, where do those connections come from that allowed you to go to work there?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to get to work with Jen, who's one of our founders and our CMO at our previous role. And from the very first time I actually got to meet with Jen, we were on a gondola coming down a mountain as we were meeting as a leadership team. And just her energy, her passion, even then, you know, we were enjoying the outdoors in this completely different business. And we were having this conversation about how marketing and sales and customer service and how they work together. And, you know, from that moment on, I've just always been fascinated and enamored with working with Jen, and always inspiring. So when she left and, you know, went off, and she's very entrepreneurial, so she was doing different things, we always stayed in touch. And then when she joined and started, I should say, Outdoorsy, always kept an eye on it. We touched base. I had an opportunity to just sort of help them out with a couple things, just answer some questions and things as related to customer service and sales. And then, you know, really fast, funny story, but I had a job opportunity to go to another startup while I was living in Vancouver. And I called Jen for her advice around, you know, is this a good contract? How should I negotiate, et cetera? Because she was a founder and I was talking with a founder. And she gave me wonderful advice, as she always does. Said, hey, can I call you back in 30 minutes? I said, no problem. She calls me back 30 minutes and says, why don't you just come work with us? And that I wasn't thinking that, but I was like, I'd much rather work for Outdoorsy. I'm an outdoor person. I got a garage full of, you know, I got a canoe in there and gear for fishing and camping and tents and stuff like that. My family's just always been like that. So nice. It was just a way better fit than the other thing I was looking at. And the rest is history. I've been here since the start of 2018, and feels like it's a rocket ship that we're on, and a lot of fun, a lot of smart people I get to work with. Feel very fortunate.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. As far as that previous industry you were in, can you mention that, or the where you met Jen?
Yeah, it was in the franchising industry. It was
interesting.
Yeah, and the kind of the cool thing about the franchising industry, I didn't realize how much I loved working with small businesses, and I'd done a little bit of it before, helping out some friends, you know, people I'd met and acquaintances, but working in franchising, getting to help hundreds of different people achieve their goals, things that would impact their family, the fact that they would get to hire, you know, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 people at some of them, it just felt amazing to be able to do that. So the opportunity to do that at Outdoorsy is just even amplified more. We have tens of thousands of entrepreneurs who are on our platform starting businesses, many for the first time. So the sort of linkage, it made a lot of sense for me immediately. And then it gets me out of bed, frankly. It just is fun every single day. I get to talk with or impact how successful they're going to be. And I love that.
Oh, that's really cool. We're going to get back to the entrepreneurship thing with regard to Outdoorsy. Let's see. I'm curious about, and I'm sure my listeners will be too, your earliest outdoor experiences and kind of what that was like with your, you know, in your family and where you were located, et cetera.
Yeah. So growing up, I lived in Calgary, Canada. We were close to the Rocky Mountains. So the earliest memories I have are going with, you know, the family out into the mountains, lots of hikes. It's, you know, very different now living in Texas. A hike back then truly was to the top of a mountain where you'd be overlooking peaks, which was just amazing. And lots of camping, tents. You know, we didn't have the money to necessarily buy an RV back then, and there was nothing like outdoorsy where you could rent one. So we were always tenting in many amazing places that we had views waking up in the morning. Then my first RV experience was with a family friend, and they took me camping, and they had a trailer, and that was definitely a cool experience to wake up, you know, on a mattress and have a stove you could cook over and things along those lines. So yeah, lots of experiences like that. I've canoed, my dad and I, when sort of the becoming a man sort of thing, my dad took us on, each of my brothers and I, we went on a 2-week trip into the wilderness and literally strapped canoes to the side of a plane, a little otter plane, nice. Flew out in over a lake. They unstrapped our canoes. We threw our bags in and we paddled back to civilization for 2 weeks in the interior of Canada. So I've done lots of outdoor stuff over the years. Still love to fish with my daughters. You know, even I think about, I love to ride a motorcycle and I love to take my bike just through the hills, just getting out and experiencing. I love to stop. I love to have, you know, brought something along, you know, coffee in the thermos and sort of sit in the middle of nowhere. And it's just refreshing. I can go do that, sit for 5 minutes, and it's more refreshing than anything else I can think of.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. What kind of bike do you ride?
Right now I got a Triumph Bobber, which I'm having fun doing some customizing of my own.
Nice. Oh man, customizing. That's right up my alley. I love that stuff. And you know, it goes right hand in hand with the conversion van world, right? I mean, every van is different. Every van is personal as far as the people who are building them for themselves and I assume for rental as well. So yeah, so what kind of customization are you into with your bike? Just quickly.
Most of it I find is actually taking things off.
Strip it down.
Totally. Sure. Like one of the more recent things I did was took the air boxes off and put different filters on and, you know, things like that. So just sort of making it a little bit more, flip the mirrors upside down. I don't know why that is cool, but it just looks cool to me. So you got to have some fun, some basic stuff. But sure. Yeah, then the next one for me, I got to get brave enough to take out the grinder and chop my fender. So that's the one I'm trying to work up to being brave enough to do that.
Well, I have a suggestion. Go to the junkyard and get any piece of steel and practice a lot first with your grinder.
That is a good call. That is a very good call.
Cool. So my mom's from Canada and from Elk Point, in fact. Nice. She spent time in Calgary, and I think she actually worked there as a teenager. You know, it's funny. I was thinking as you were talking about that. Like, first of all, just about anywhere you go in the world, when people say mountain, you go, "Oh, that's a gentle incline. That's not a mountain, right?" But and then I was thinking, yeah, but because I'm from Seattle, right? So, and then I was thinking, yeah, but Seattle is like Calgary light. Right. So you know what you had access to growing up, and I'm sorry, you're in Austin now. Yeah, so what you had access to growing up is that's world class, you know, world class outdoor access, really the pinnacle. Literally
it was
and
amazing.
Figuratively.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for episode 2 with Evan, where we discuss just how Outdoorsy helps RV owners build profitable rental businesses. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Fast mail train I see.